When I first got saved, I mean, Jesus radically changed my life. And my friend, I could not get enough of Jesus. I was in the church every time the doors were open for prayer meeting, for any service, revival, camp meeting, whatever it might be. I just know this. I was so hungry for Jesus that I just could not get enough.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Praise the name of Jesus. It is so good to have you with us today. And we're in the book of Philippians in chapter 3, verse 10. Paul the Apostle would say that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. It wasn't that Paul wasn't saved. No, Paul was saved. He was baptized in the Holy Ghost. God had used Paul mightily. And he saw people saved, delivered, set free, raised from the dead. Paul caught up into the third heaven, whether in the body or out of the body, he did not know. Revelation after revelation that God had shown him. Yet Paul has this intense craving for more of God in his life. He wants to know Christ experientially. He has a craving for God, a desire for the Lord. I would say without a doubt, Paul was a God seeker. Now listen, a lot of times after we have been in the faith for a long period of time, many times we become somewhat passive with God or lackadaisical in our relationship with the Lord. I see that happen today in the time that we're living, that people become somewhat passive. You know, I think of when Jesus was dealing with the church of the Laodiceans. In their own estimate, they had everything. But Jesus saw the truth, and he saw and he said that they were lukewarm. He said, I'd rather be hot or cold, but because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. My friend, one thing that concerns me today is this. Am I lukewarm? That's a question we need to ask ourselves. Are you hot, cold, or are you lukewarm? I would rather and pray that we would be hot for God, have a fire burning in our heart for the Lord. There are so many things these days that seem to try to pull you away from God or tries to crowd Jesus out of your heart. But the Apostle Paul desired to know the Lord and to experience Christ in greater ways in his life. Notice verse 12, not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected, but what? I press on. There it is. There we see the desire. I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. So Paul is not quitting. He's not stopping. He still continues to press toward the mark. Look at verse 14. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I pray that you as well are pressing toward the goal. Listen, if you do not have a desire in your heart or a hunger in your heart for Jesus or a hunger in your heart for his word, or you don't feel the Lord burning inside of your heart, then I think it's important that we confess it to God. Confess it to the Lord and ask the Lord to forgive you and then ask God to put that fire within your heart. I think of David in Psalm 27, and he said one thing that he desired, and that was that he would be in the presence of the Lord, the presence of God, the tabernacle of the Lord. He wanted to be near Jesus. I think of Mary also sat at the feet of Jesus and listened to the word of God. She was in his presence. Everything else can be put on hold right now. What's important is my relationship with Jesus. Martha got distracted doing other things. The busyness of life can distract us, and I know we have many responsibilities, but yet Mary said, you know what? All that can wait. Right now, Jesus is in town. He's in my house, and I'm going to sit at his feet, and I'm going to listen to his word. My friend, I pray that you'll take the time to sit at the feet of Jesus.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.